hang in there. She's got a little bit of a cold, but she's going to give it a go. She's a poet. And come on up, Suzanne. And Suzanne has written some books about criminal women and actresses. And I told her I've been in every prison in Massachusetts, but to sing, not to be an inmate. So.
Yeah, like that.
I could add this.
Okay, let's do that. I have mine, and I should use it. Oops, today. Okay. Yeah, if I start coughing in the middle of this or whatever, you know, I may have to stop. I don't know at the rate I've been going all day. It's been pretty bad. But this is, I can't see. This is from the Book of Actresses, and it's about a very, very, very famous actress called Fanny Kemble. She was an actress and an evolutionist in 1809 to 1893, and before touring America, in 1832 to 1834, she belonged to a famous acting family that owned the celebrated Covent Gardens in London, England. She made her name playing Juliet and saving the theater from bankruptcy. In 1834, she made a name for herself by publishing a journal about her impressions of America. She then married Peter Butler, not knowing he owned a slave plantation. She gave up her career and had children. However, Pierce sued for divorce when Fanny was 40 because of her journal about slavery. It could not be published until her children were 21, but still, it had an influence on the abolitionist movement. She's one of the first writers to use the typewriter. Words, forming and reforming. I eat breakfast chocolate in blank verse. I was born to it. My family, a troop of strolling players, stopped at fairs, guild halls, churchyards, town squares, even open fields, and every village green, while I disrupted every boarding school I attended. A well-brought-up young actress doesn't read the poems of Byron. She doesn't memorize the role of Juliet as a substitute for chunks of Bible. So I wrote in my journal, and I wrote exactly when I wanted to, and that was that. I eat breakfast chocolate in blank verse. How now? Who calls? Back here in the dark, all a quiver with stage fright, my feet stick to the floor, refusing their entrance. The fear that glitters in my eyes is brighter than the torch-lit particles of dust swimming around me. My family owns the Covent Gardens. But the auctioneer and father's creditors hover in the wings' dead light. The theater has demanding and expensive tastes, like exotic flowers in a row, 100 years of theatrical tradition waver over me. Yet I have no joy in this contract tonight. Something distant calls me. How now? Who calls? I say acting is the lowest form of all the arts. Even though my father, a matinee idol, plays himself tonight, the bad Mercutio, and Mother plays the Lady Capulet. The audience adores Aunt Sarah Siddons. They call her the Queen of Tragedy. Now, she pushes me into the boards, over the proscenium and spellbound house. My voice rides out on Juliet, the incandescent vehicle for my sensational debut. I make my bid for fame. I fill the purse. I have saved the Kendall fortune. I say acting is the lowest form of all the arts. Jove laughed when the public clamored to read my dramas, and publishers adored my journal. When leading hostesses vowed to entertain the darling of London, how now? Who called from across the sea? I sailed bonneted to the new world, a new limelight and a new husband who had a way with women. Was I too rash, too unadvised? Once I loved his generosity, his leisure, until I walked through his slave-holding fortune. Then his virtues became his faults. His family mocked me, named me the play actress of the plantation. But still, I wrote in my journal exactly what I saw, and that was that. Jove laughed. My husband decried my journal. He bribed the publishers, forbade me revealing what I saw. The assault on slaves, broken, shattered, smashed. He deleted all the proper names as if a snow had fallen on each page. Dash, dash, dash. My husband objected to my journal. No, no, I cried. It's an everyday account. I merely told the truth. The truth about the power of the masters, how the slaves are yoked like animals, dragged down by waves of stench in a catastrophic sea, burning fever, aching cold. It shows an ugly, ugly picture of Americans, he yelled, and worse, a public exhibition of my children's mother. Just an everyday account. Hunger, fetters, shackles, irons. Men perform in many female roles hence. Why is it indecent for ladies to write for publication? I used every trick to challenge him. Slavery, always slavery. I'm afraid my bride is nothing but an abolitionist. And that is that. Jove laughs. I am powerless to change a thing. I have no acumes. Free your slaves, free your slaves. Stranded, alien. Hunger, fetters, shackles, irons. How can I live thus? To see them working hours in the fields, to see them eat one meal a day from iron pots with broken sticks and fingers. Where are their chairs, tables, plates? To see them stretched out filthy on the floor, no place to sleep, no move, no place. Where are their beds, blankets, pillows? Free them from their dens, moaning requiems. Their skins would not smell worse if they were free. Drifting strollers have more props and costumes for their third-rate melodramas. I can no longer be dependent on you. If you agree to submit your will to me, we may be reconciled and happy. But I could no longer live this way. Nameless, divorced, disgraced and penniless, out of practice, out of fashion. My husband snatched my children from all contact with me, their mother, because I wrote with expertise exactly what I saw and nothing else. With no right to hold money in my name, I bank it in a name not mine, the hushed name of spinster, friend. The walls are high and hard to climb, but I will pierce each fissure, know each fracture with the finger holds of this new machine. It is my only servitude. I am not broken. Letters click and break, explode off my fingertips, transforming words, forming, reforming. Forming and reforming. That's it. Forming, reforming. I haven't read this for a long, long time. I guess that's the end. So she got the typewriter and wrote it all out and told the truth. Thank you.
Thank you, Suzanne. She made it through.